At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we've got an absolutely tremendous show for you as 3 hours of everything that we've got going on in the world of sports, as we've got a Game 6 that's going to be coming up in the Stanley Cup Finals, so we're going to be bringing on a man in hour number two that he's been booking this action, and he is a man that is dialed in with regards to the game of hockey. That'd be Dwayne Colucci, one of the friendliest men there you're going to meet out here in Las Vegas. He works over there at the Rampart Race and Sportsbook towards the northern part of Las Vegas. He is going to be joining me in hour number two. That is going to be a very quality chat, as we wound up having the Lightning be able to get it done. So that way we're able to get a game six. So we're going to be evaluating that. Take a look at the series as a whole, what we've gotten to this point. We're also going to be talking to Mike Palm in the final hour. That is going to be coming up at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, Eastern time. That is midnight. As we know, out here at Circa, where I'm sitting right now, you've got some absolutely amazing contests that are going to be going down with Survivor. The Circa Millions is always huge, so we're going to be talking about what you can all expect from those contests this season. As you know what, with the NBA season now in the books, at most 2 games remaining in the NHL, we're going to need to start to take a look forward at what we're going to be getting in all forms of football. So going to be bringing on Mike, and we're going to be talking a whole lot of baseball as well. Speaking of baseball, by the way, I'll just pass this along. If you had the under in the Ole Miss versus Oklahoma game, hopefully you took it early when I wound up opening up right around 11 to 11.5, because you wound up taking the close of 10.5. This game has gone over 8-3. So right now your score in the bottom of the 8th inning. So we're going to be keeping a little bit of a monitor on that if you get another run, just for anyone that has that. But going to be taking a look at the baseball card that we're going to be getting on Sunday, and we've got a trio of games for Saturday that are going to be going off within the next 10 minutes. So we're going to lead things off by taking a look at these games, as they are all West Coast games, obviously. And how about if we wind up starting with a game that I wound up actually writing up for DK Nation? This is 909-910 on the betting board. San Diego Padres, they're going to be playing us the Philadelphia Phillies, as Zach Eflin is going to be going for the Phils. And you've got Mr. Blake Snell on the bump for San Diego. Right now, in most places, we're still seeing a 7.5, but the total is ticking upwards with regards to the juice. A lot of places have this anywhere between minus 115 and minus 120. And what I did wind up writing up for DK Nation was the over in this spot. Got a guy in Blake Snell that has just not been able to have any command to save his life. He's given up 5 walks per 9 innings. And with both of these bullpens neither I would consider to be overly trustworthy. Now, neither of these bullpens are quite, say, the Cincinnati Reds, for instance, but both of these bullpens, they don't necessarily have a bunch of guys who are like, oh yeah, I'm able to feel good about him holding down the fort or anything like that. And for Blake Snell, not necessarily lending a lot of length right now. He's made six starts thus far this season. He's allowed at least three runs in four of them. And then Zach Eflin, this is someone that is not going to be able to get as many strikeouts as Mr. Snell is. Snell, he's able to give you right around 10.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Big bugaboo with him is the walks. And for Eflin, he's a little bit of the opposite in that he winds up giving up right in the neighborhood of about two walks per nine innings. But also with Mr. Zach Eflin, 7.96 road ERA. That is not necessarily what you want right there. And then you've got a Phillies team that they've got an offense that they provide 1.5 home runs per game on the road. That is second in the National League. Now, this is also Petco Field. This is a night game out there at Petco Field. So the ball is going to be traveling a little bit less out there. But with the San Diego Padres, even without Manny Machado, you still have a couple guys who are able to get on base for this team. Noah Mazzara. You're able to throw in there someone like Eric Hosmer. These guys have been able to above a 275. You've been able to get a little bit more out of Drickson Profar. And we know the big bombers when it comes to Philadelphia Phillies with Bryce Harper hitting above a 300. He's got 15 bombs. Kyle Schwarber, 20 home runs. The batting average, it's right around about a 215, but the on-base is a 330. So he's been able to move the line. And then you've got guys like Yoan Camargo, Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto, a bunch of guys hitting between that pocket of about a 240 to a 255. So it's a very lethal Philadelphia Phillies bullpen that is not necessarily the most trustworthy out there in the world. So this is a situation where with the DK Nation pick, I did wind up making it on the over. And I like the Padres up to about a minus 125. I officially wound up making it just a touch more than that. I was willing to lay up to a minus 127. In a lot of places, we're starting to miss the boat. I think that there might be a few stray minus 125s so remaining. If you do like that, then you can wind up diving in there. With that said, I would also need north of a plus 120 to be able to take a shot on the Phillies. I'm right now not seeing that anywhere. So if you like the total in this one and you don't necessarily have anything on the side, I would say maybe try to feel things out in the first inning or two, see if we wind up getting good Blake Snell or if we get really bad Blake Snell. And I'll be keeping you guys informed as to what we're getting throughout the night with that game. So there's what we've got for Phillies versus the San Diego Padres. The game that is going to be officially having first pitch in about 2 to 3 minutes. That'd be the Seattle Mariners and the LA Angels, both the Tigers and the Diamondbacks in a minute. But we're going to go 919, 920 with the Mariners being about a plus 120 to a plus 124 underdog against the LA Angels, with Patrick Sandoval going for the Angels and a total of 8. This is a situation where if you're able to get a right around a plus 125, and I'm seeing in some places this is going up and up and up after the Seattle Mariners open up right around a plus 105, it might be worth a shot here, because with the Seattle Mariners, you've got Logan Gilbert going, and Logan Gilbert has been very good for the Seattle Mariners team. I personally, I'm a handicap, needed at least a plus 128 to be able to take a shot here on the Seattle Mariners. But with Gilbert, he does a good job giving up a sub 2.5 ERA. He's been able to do a nice job with command as well. And that's one thing that's been eluding Patrick Sandoval this year. While Sandoval has been amazing for the LA Angels, posting up right around a 2.70 ERA, really doing a nice job of keeping the ball in the yard, Gilbert has given up a couple more home runs. He has been walking a lot of guys. Both of these guys, they get a relatively similar amount of strikeouts, right around 8.5 to 9 strikeouts per nine innings. So nothing like overly demonstrative either way there. And with the Seattle Mariners, good news for them is that reinforcements have come for that bullpen. They did wind up DFAing Drew's second rider a few weeks ago. It was just absolutely awful after last season. He was an instrumental part of a bullpen that was one of the best out there in the big leagues. This year, the Seattle Mariners, they've been a hot mess in terms of their bullpen. But would you like to hear about a hot mess of a bullpen? Well, you've come to the right place, because that is the LA Angels, who currently have Ryan Tepera, Rossiel Iglesias, along with Aaron Loop, the guys that they expected to be their 7th through 9th inning guys. And all these guys are posting up an ERA of a 3.75 or greater. It has not been a good run for either of these three gentlemen at all. It's been more like Jose Quijada, who have been some of the more trustworthy guys when it comes to this LA Angels bunch. So that has honestly been too terrific. And when it comes to this LA Angels team, you certainly do have the firepower in the lineup. Mike Trout has been able to give you 21 home runs. We all know what Mike Trout is fully capable of. So you don't have to have any fear with him being able to put up numbers. Taylor Ward has come in off the injured list. He hasn't been the same since He wanted coming off the injured list as he was having himself an on-base percentage of north of a 450, so that has seen a little bit of a dip, but he's been able to do a relatively solid job. And then we all know about Showtime. Shohei Ohtani has been able to do an incredible job this season with the LA Angels, but you do have a couple guys at the bottom of the lineup that has been rough, and you do want to note that with the Seattle Mariners, Ty France once again going to be out of the fold, which means that hitters 4 through 9 all have a batting average of a .226 or lower, so it's not necessarily too terrific, but Julio Rodriguez has been one of the top base dealers out there in all of baseball, so you still do have that at your disposal, and you've got Logan Gilbert as well. So if you're getting north of a +125, I think that you're starting to get a little bit of value with the Seattle Mariners. And then how about if we wind up taking a look at this final game of 9:29, 9:30? This game is going to have first pitch in about 2 or so minutes as the Detroit Tigers, they're on the road facing off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Zach Davies goes for the Diamondbacks, and Alex Fiedo is going to be on the bump for the Tigers. This is a total that had opened up at 9, and rightfully so, this is a total that is dropping. I'm still seeing a couple 8.5s out there, but I've seen this drop as far as the 8, and I still think you've got value even at 8 on and under. This is a Detroit Tigers team that entering into the series, averaging on the road, and I'm not even kidding here, this is not a typo, 2.2 runs per game. They're averaging 2.2 runs per game on the road this season. It has been so bad with this bunch. I mean, you just take a look up and down at this lineup and you can't find anyone that's really able to get on base that's not named Miguel Cabrera. I'll give the Castros, Harold and Willie Castro, a little bit of credit. They've been able to do a little bit of something, but I mean, it's just everyone on this Detroit Tigers team. Spencer Torkelson, Jameer Candelario, Eric Haas. I mean, Cody Clemens, whoever you want to throw out there, all these guys are hitting at .220 or lower. It has been terrible. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they've been a very good under team at home. As a matter of fact, they've played 37 home games thus far this season. 11 have wound up going over the total. That is by far the highest home under rate out there in Major League Baseball. And a big reason why, the Arizona Diamondbacks have not been able to generate the same amount of power when they've been at home rather than on the road. This is a bunch that on the road, they are in the top 3 in the National League in terms of home runs per game, right around 1.4-ish home runs per game when they're on the road. That is sub 1 at home. And this has also been an Arizona Diamondbacks team hitting about a .215 as a collective. Dalton Varsho, been a little bit of funk. He's only gotten one home run over the last 30 days. Christian Walker, he's able to go deep for you. He's been able to supply right around 18-19 bombs thus far this season. But a big issue that you've got with regards to this Arizona Diamondbacks team is that outside of really Ketel Marte, who's been able to hit right around a .265, and Alec Thomas as well, you just haven't been able to get guys in general to be able to get on base. Geraldo Perdomo is someone that I think has a little bit of upside, but he's hitting right around the Mendoza line of .200. And then you do have a Detroit Tigers bullpen that actually has been very good. They're in the top 8 in the big leagues. You've been able to have so many guys like a failed starter, Michael Fulmer, Willy Peralta. These guys, they've been able to come in. They've been able to hold down the fort. So I think that even with this 8.5 to 8, you still have some relatively solid value in terms of this under. And it's part of the reason why, in terms of the Arizona Diamondbacks, I didn't want to mess around with the run line, but I was willing to lay up to a -158 with them on the money line. I know that this got down in some places right around about a -148-ish as it's closing right now, right around a -150. Still think you've got a little bit of value there. So that's what I like with regards to Major League Baseball with the upcoming games. We're going to take a look at what we've all gotten thus far today and games in action next right here on the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. And if you were taking a look at the College World Series game, unless the Ole Miss really blows this one because it is the ninth inning and they are still up to bat right now, you should feel pretty secure about them. But if you wind up taking the opening total, you needed one more run to be able to get the over. That has just been played at 9-3. Ole Miss is now in the lead against Oklahoma. So this is a game, no matter if you wind up taking it on the open or the close, the over has been able to come through. And Ole Miss, they are up 9-3. This is game one of a best of three. So that means that Oklahoma, they wind up not being able to come back in this one. They're going to need to win twice or else it is sayonara, hasta la vista, and Ole Miss going to be able to get the W there. So that is what's happening with regards to the College World Series. And we've got a few games that just wind up starting. And hey, I'm taking the Seattle Mariners, who I was talking about a little bit earlier. They are up 1-0. You're going to need to get a lot of runs from the top lineup because everyone entering into this game for the Seattle Mariners, 4-9, entered with a batting average of a .226 or lower. But Seattle, they are up on the board and being able to supply the offense. You wind up having one Julio Rodriguez, currently the AL Rookie of the Year leader with regards to the odds. He winds up being able to go deep in this one, and I believe that that's home run number 11 for him this season. So very good shot there. And then we've got a couple other games that are going down as well. The Braves and the Dodgers wind up entering into the bottom of the eighth inning, all tied up by a count of 3-3, but That tie has since been broken. We've got some good matchups this weekend, by the way, as Mr. Marcell Ozuna winds up being able to go deep. He winds up hitting that one 421 feet. That is his 14th home run of the season. Dansby Swanson had a home run a little bit earlier. So 5-3 is the lead for the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves, a little bit of advantage for them going into Sunday as well. They didn't have to dive as deep into the bullpen as Andrew Heaney, for about the 15th time in the last 3 years, landed on the injured list, I believe, as Mitch White wound up getting the start here for the LA Dodgers, as White wound up being able to complete four strong and then had the bullpen be able to supply three scoreless innings before this eighth. They were trying to do their part, but one of those cases where when you wind up having Mitch White get a spot start, you can't expect anything too terrific. And Tony Gonsolin, he's going to be going on Sunday. I'm going to dive into that game right around 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That is going to be the basis of my DK Nation pick, because Gonsolin, if he winds up having a big start in prime time with the way that Joe Musgrove and Sandy Alcantara wound up slipping up on Thursday and Friday, respectively, he's got a shot to be able to climb up in the National League Cy Young hunt. So we're going to be diving into that in a little bit. But also in terms of what we wound up seeing in Major League Baseball on Saturday, how about something that you want to be keeping your eyes on? And that would be the Houston Astros, as the New York Yankees, they wound up coming into the series with 51 wins. They wind up being able to take game one because they wound up having a Herculean effort in the ninth inning of that game on Thursday, in which they wound up putting up a four spot. But the Astros, they wind up being able to shut out that fearsome New York Yankees lineup by a count of 3-0, as the Astros wound up getting an amazing, and I mean amazing, start from Christian Javier. He did wind up having to be pulled with a no-hitter because his pitch count was at 115 through seven innings. If he would have been able to complete this one, he would have went north of 140 pitches. I think Gerrit Cole is the only pitcher over the last 3 years to extend north of 130 pitches, because Miles Michaelis very nearly threw a no-hitter a few weeks ago, actually. His pitch count was 129, and he just was unable to get it done there. So an incredible effort, and I do think that it's interesting to take a look at things from a futures perspective, because I really don't want to fire in on anyone with regards to odds to be able to win the World Series. If you take a look at DraftKings right now, with the Houston Astros being able to get their win and the Yankees taking a loss on Saturday, right now the Yankees find themselves a slight favorite at a plus 425. Astros be able to win the World Series, they're at 601, and then you got the Dodgers at a plus 450. I really don't see any value towards the top, and I don't think that there's a lot of value really past that right now as well, because you right now got the Atlanta Braves at 11-1. The Milwaukee Brewers, don't waste your money on the Milwaukee Brewers right now. I'm someone from the great state of Wisconsin. This team, I don't feel good about them right now. The Brandon Woodruff injury is not too terrific. I wound up speaking with the Brewers pre- and post-game hosts in Matt Pauly, and Freddie Peralta may not be able to return until August, and with the way that things work with regards to the minor leagues, he might not be able to ramp up and be able to give this team starts. There's a possibility he might be coming out of the bullpen when it's all said and done for the Milwaukee Brewers. And if you've seen this offense, you're probably not feeling too good about them either. 14-1 is way too short there. And if I feel good about any team right now, it would honestly probably be the Boston Red Sox at 28-1. They've got a big series coming up this upcoming week against the Toronto Blue Jays. Right now, they're doing battle with the Cleveland Guardians after a very, very poor start to the season. They've been able to right the ship. Jarren Duren has come up to the big leagues. He's looked solid. Nick Pavetta has actually been very good for the team, but where I think the value is right now in terms of the futures market is taking a look at some of these division odds, because right now, if you take a look at the National League Central, I just talked about I'm not necessarily too bullish on the Milwaukee Brewers. You got the St. Louis Cardinals right now at DraftKings at a plus 140. The Brewers are at minus $2. And then you've got three teams that you might as well donate your money to a local food bank or something like that. The Chicago Cubs are at 300-1. The Pirates are at 500-1. And the Cincinnati Reds, I know that our good friend Sean King wanted firing in on them. That is one in which I would have encouraged Sean King to give it to a charity of choice, because they could have used it a little bit more than the sports book that he made that donation to. They're currently at 800-1, but the St. Louis Cardinals are playing some very good baseball. Right now, they were able to get the job done on Saturday. And right now, you take a look at the standings in general for the National League Central, because these two teams actually wind up doing battle a little bit earlier this week. And it's the Cardinals and the Brewers are all knotted up 41-33. Jack Flaherty, a little bit of a question mark. for the St. Louis Cardinals. He is going to be getting a start on Sunday, as he's only won a combined six innings, giving up, I believe, 5 runs in those first two starts in terms of earned runs, 6 runs in total. That's something that is going to be ailing them a little bit, but do you feel much better about the Milwaukee Brewers with Brandon Woodruff currently being hurt? And when Brandon Woodruff has pitched, he has pitched to an ERA north of 5, perhaps not getting any starts out of Freddy Peralta the rest of the season, literally having all but two guys in the starting lineup today hitting a 252 or lower. Meanwhile, with the St. Louis Cardinals, Paul Goldschmidt, in my opinion, needs to be right there in the MVP conversation. He's sitting at 340. He has been incredible. The young guys, Juan Yepez, Nolan Gorman, they've come up. They have been incredible for this team. Brendan Donovan, when he's out there, he's been hitting a 300. The bullpen has been relatively solid. They don't have Josh Hader, and that's the one thing that you are able to give the Milwaukee Brewers. They've got the best closer in the game. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Josh Hader is number one. Everyone else that is a closer in the big leagues, they are fighting for number two. That we can all agree upon, but I mean, you take a look at the guys like a Genesis Cabrera, who's able to give you multiple innings. They're bringing up some guys like a Zach Thompson, who could be a little bit of a long guy, could be sort of that super utility guy out of the bullpen that you wind up having him be utilized for a few innings, and then he winds up giving you a couple spot starts in Zach Thompson. I think that that's something that is very appealing with them. And for the St. Louis Cardinals, they, unlike the Milwaukee Brewers, didn't burn up as many of their early games throughout the season, because with the Milwaukee Brewers, you'll notice that their schedule at the beginning part of the season was Charmin soft. So that's not necessarily too terrific, as you do have a St. Louis Cardinals team that they're going to be up against it going into the All-Star break. You do have series against the Philadelphia Phillies. They're going to be having to face off against the Dodgers at least once. I think that they also have a series in there against the Atlanta Braves. So that is going to be a little bit of an issue for them. But in the second half of the season, it's going to get progressively easier. So even if you think that, you know what, the St. Louis Cardinals, they might wind up having a few slip-ups here in the next few days, they wind up getting back 2, 3, maybe even 4 games, you want to be able to take a little bit more of a plus price. That is something that I would advise you on, because I think that the Cardinals, when it's all said and done, they are just a better team in general. And it's just one of those cases where the St. Louis Cardinals, time and time again, you're able to take a look through history. They're just sort of like that villain that you wind up finding in a slasher movie, because you think that Freddy Krueger has been killed like 15 million times. And as the just knucklehead that is the person that Freddy Krueger is going after in the movie is trying to escape, they are running at full speed. You're going to notice that slasher villain is catching up while walking every single time. That is the St. Louis Cardinals in Major League Baseball. You'd think that this team is down. You think that they're so old that it's not even funny. And then boom, Juan Yepez winds up coming up to the big leagues. He winds up being able to give this team some good innings. He winds up being able to hit right around like a 275. You bring back Andre Pallante, who began the season out of the bullpen. He's got a sub-2 ERA. There's just so many guys for this team. So I do think that that's where a lot of value winds up lying in. We did wind up seeing the St. Louis Cardinals be able to get the job done on Saturday as well against the Chicago Cubs. So that is something that I do think is very appealing. And something else I think is going to be very appealing as well is just taking a look moving forward at some of these bigger underdogs as well. We're going to be taking a look at just some of the bigger dogs, underdogs in general for both Sunday and moving forward. And also just trying to spot a little bit of trends, because it hasn't necessarily been the world's greatest year for underdogs. But with that said, you're going to notice that more of these shorter underdogs have been having a little bit of a tougher time with that. I'm going to be outlining that next right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Draft like no other and wine like no other. Play for free during the PGA Tour with Mayomi, the Dare to Play Unrivaled Golf Series. Enter into 5 free contests to take your shot at a share of $25,000 in total cash prizes. Head on over to DraftKings.com/Mayomi now to be able to jump in on the action. Mayomi, flavor forward. 21 years or older, terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. As per usual, please do drink responsibly, as it is the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And just saw one of the games that we were taking a look at go final. The Atlanta Braves, they complete the job. They take down the LA Dodgers, this by a count of 5-3. So anyone who wound up taking the under on 8.5, you were barely able to get there. And the Atlanta Braves, who went off in a lot of places, more around about a minus 145-ish favorite at DraftKings. It looks like it was a high watermark, hovering right in that pocket of about a minus 155. You were able to get there as Mitch White, he wanted to begin the start and just was not able to provide necessarily the length that was being sought for the LA Dodgers, as the Dodgers, they wind up taking the L in this one. So that means that with both of these teams winning one game, it's going to be the rubber match on Sunday in Sunday Night Baseball. I'll be taking a look at that game towards the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour. So we're going to be taking a look at that. But I was talking about it a little bit more on the other side. What we've been noticing in Major League Baseball this season has been a lot of the longer underdogs, it feels like, have been doing a little bit of a better job than the shorter underdogs. And by this, I mean these teams that are right around plus 115, plus 120. My line of demarcation, and this is going to vary from person to person when you talk about an, and I air quotes here, short underdog, I would say a plus 130 or less for me is a short underdog. Some people might be willing to go a little bit higher. Some people might be willing to go a little bit lower, to each their own. But I've been noticing that a lot of these underdogs, plus 130 or less, have not been as profitable as these bigger underdogs right around a plus 175 to a plus 180. Now, the underdogs of right around a plus 130, plus 125, they have a little bit of a better win percentage. But when it comes to Major League Baseball, whenever you're taking a look at things, win percentage isn't as important as units won. Obviously, you want to win every single bet that you wind up placing. Whether you're laying $3 or you're getting $3 on the bet, you want to win every single one of them. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the next handicapper to go 100%, you let me know, because that would be very, very impressive. But with that said, what you want to take a look at with regards to Major League Baseball, in my opinion, is some of these longer underdogs, and we wind up seeing it today. Short underdogs, they just have not been able to have a good time of it. The LA Dodgers, they're more in that mid-range, in my opinion, because I want to mention that my line of demarcation right around a plus 130. A lot of places, they close between a plus 130 to a plus 135. They open more around about like a little bit of a smaller plus price, but you had a little bit of a pitching change, Mitch White wanted coming in for Andrew Heaney, so that wound up throwing off the numbers a little bit there. But you just take a look down the board, you wound up noticing it with the Miami Marlins, who they close at DraftKings at a plus 125. They are unable to get the job done. As a matter of fact, they don't cover the run line. You wound up seeing it with another little bit of a shorter underdog. This one wound up expanding a little bit more, but the Boston Red Sox, they had a little bit of a tough time with it as well. We're going to see how the Seattle Mariners wind up faring. They're currently a team that they went off a lot of places right around about a plus 120 or so. They're currently up 1-0. Top of the second inning, it's very, very early in that one. And then the Philadelphia Phillies, they were right around plus 115, very, very early in that one. But you did wind up seeing some larger underdogs be able to win on Saturday. The Houston Astros close right around a plus 170. They get it done. The Baltimore Orioles, they close a lot of places, plus 175, plus 180, somewhere in that pocket. They wind up being able to get it done as well. Now, it's been a little bit of a rough season in general for underdogs. I'm actually going to be talking to Josh Ingles of Covers, and I do wind up getting this from Covers, and Josh Ingles, he's going to be coming on the Baseball Betting Show, which I wind up doing that wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, list goes on and on. That's in the VSiN Best Bets feed every single day. I upload at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern, so all of you guys out there on the East Coast looking for some fresh content, you've always got that covered with your drive to work. But underdogs, over the last 30 days in Major League Baseball, they're hitting right around a 40.1% rate. And overall for the season, they've been hitting at approximately 40%. 639 and 426 straight up is how favorites are faring. This is a little bit down from what you typically wind up seeing. Typically, you wind up seeing the favorites hit, I would say, more around 57.5%, 58% this time of year, give or take based on the season. Then once you wind up hitting the trade deadline, you get those teams like the Chicago Cubs last year that they sold everything, and then the streamers that they wound up having to represent their fire sale, they wound up selling those off as well. The Washington Nationals, the Baltimore Orioles, which the Baltimore Orioles, actually a little bit more respectable this season, but you take a look at it, and a lot of those teams, they wind up going straight down the toilet bowl, which is why during the 2019 season, you wind up noticing the Houston Astros in that series against the Detroit Tigers. You wind up having the Tigers just all throughout that series, like a plus 350 to a plus $4 underdog. You're going to find that more and more in Major League Baseball. But just this season, we've been noticing that a lot of these teams, they just have not been able to come through as sort of a shorter underdog, and it has been these longer underdogs that have been able to do it. And I think a lot of this is because you've got a big divide between the haves and the have-nots in Major League Baseball. Like, for instance, with the National League Central that I was talking about a little bit earlier, the St. Louis Cardinals are a have. They're the Milwaukee Brewers, they're a have. I think that both teams, when it's all said and done, they're going to be able to make the playoff. The question is, which one is going to be able to win the division? And then you take a look past that. The Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Cincinnati Reds, mediocre, mediocre, and terrible. That's not necessarily what you want right there, but when these mediocre to bad teams wind up hooking up, you're going to get a little bit of a tighter line. Typically, the home team is going to be like a slight favorite, and typically, home field advantage, it does have some meaning in Major League Baseball, and I do think that this is representative in the way that we've been noticing some of these teams do overall for the season. Like, the most profitable team in Major League Baseball, this should not come as a shock to many people, that would be the New York Yankees, because they are currently 52-20, so you know what? When you wind up being able to have a win percentage of 72.2%, if you're not able to make the people money, they have really, really priced you out. And you're going to notice that with some teams, by the way. I want to mention it a few minutes ago, you aren't wanting to take a look at just sheer record in terms of Major League Baseball, but rather units slash profit, bets won versus bets lost, because I do think that that's so important, because, yeah, you could wind up having the LA Dodgers wind up winning north of 64% of their games when it's all said and done, but the LA Dodgers, they're currently 44-25. I don't know if this was before or after the Atlanta Braves game, but with that said, Dodgers at 44-25, which, if you're a handicapper, if you're betting on a minus 110 spread, if you go 44-25, good job. You're making a whole lot of money. But with regards to the money line, guess where the LA Dodgers have been able to make you slash lose you money in terms of this 44-25 record? If you've taken the money line in every single game, you're down $54 with a 44-25 record. That is absolutely astonishing. And that goes to show you just how one loss, when you wind up taking one of these big favorites on the money line, can wind up nipping you in the tuchus. Meanwhile, you take a look at a team like, we're going to throw out there, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They enter into tonight with a 32-40 record. If you bet the money line in every single Arizona Diamondbacks game, they are currently winning at a clip of 44.4%. Keep in mind, LA Dodgers, 63.8%. It's about the same thing. You're down $10 more betting every single money line of the Arizona Diamondbacks in comparison to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that is something that I think is just so important to be taking a look at in Major League Baseball. And I want to give this dissertation a little bit just because we are noticing a little bit of a changing of the seasons. For those of you guys that love to be able to handicap the NHL, at most we're going to have two more games remaining throughout the season. We're going to be talking to Dwayne Colucci about what we're going to be seeing in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in the second hour of this show. The NBA, you're going to be able to get a little bit of summer league in your life, but let's call it what it is. The summer league, that is not going to be able to fill the void for the entirety of July, August, into early September until we wind up getting into college football and the NFL. So I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be jumping into baseball here very, very soon. And I think that these are things that are just so important to take a look at, because it truly is a little bit more of a sport for the grinders. And you're going to have weeks in which you're hitting absolutely everything, you feel on top of the world, and then there are going to be weeks in which it feels like you can't wind up catching a break to save your life, and you wind up having something like the Blue Jays versus the White Sox under, with the game going 2-1 into the top of the eighth inning, and the total of 9 winds up going over the total, which that's always just absolutely comical right there. So you wind up having some of those just wind up going against you. And right now we're taking a look at what we are getting in Major League Baseball. And well, this is going to be a big pitch for the LA Angels. Has got the bases loaded, 1-0 lead for the Seattle Mariners two outs in the top of the second inning. So I'm going to monitor what winds up happening there. We'll let you know if the Seattle Mariners are able to cash in after the break. And with that said as well, we're going to start diving into some games that we're going to be getting on this MLB card for Sunday as well. That's up next right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For just $19, you get everything that VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up today and you'll be able to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily best bets on the MLB card, the NFL season preseason coverage. It is here, and we've got you covered there with premium articles as well on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. And if you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every single edition of Point Spread Weekly, these are our betting tools, video streaming, cost is just $19 to be a subscriber from now until July 31st. That is at VSiN.com/summer to be able to subscribe. As it is a Greg Peterson experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And the Seattle Mariners, they come up snake eyes with the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the first inning. So it remains 1-0, and you're just going to notice some big giant sways if you wind up being able to bet this in-game. Like, that is a total that wound up moving around quite a bit if you were taking a look at that live. And now, if you're taking a look at things right now, 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. In this one, you're going to be finding it with the Mariners only a minus 135 favorite. You're able to get plus 105 if you like the Angels. And this live total currently finding itself at a 7.5. So we are seeing that right now in Major League Baseball. And what we're seeing for Sunday is a really good card. You've got Braves versus Dodgers that is going to be coming to a conclusion. Yankees versus the Houston Astros as well. That is going to be a solid one. You've got the Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers, a matchup that I think is going to be featuring a pair of postseason teams. So we've got a lot that's going to be on the card. But how about if we wind up starting with the big one that's going to be going down in the American League? And the Yankees are going to try to salvage a split in this series. 961, 962, Yankees, Astros, with Jose Urquidy going for the Astros and Nestor Cortez on the bump for the Yankees. And with New York, you're finding them in a lot of places right around a minus 155. I'm seeing a high watermark on them of a minus 165. And for Houston, it's anywhere between plus 140 and plus 147 with your total between 8.5 and 9. If you're finding a 9, the under is probably going to be having juice of a minus 120. If you're finding an 8.5, that juice is probably going to be right around minus 115 to a minus 120 on the over. And I do think that we went a little bit too high in terms of this total. I'm going to be taking a look at an under with Nestor Cortez. He has been a little bit all over the place, and I think it's going to be intriguing to be able to handicap him moving forward because Nestor Cortez very much does rely upon manipulation. He's been able to do a good job with command. He's been giving up right around 2 walks per 9 innings, but his strikeout stuff I think is going to be a little bit hit or miss because it's not like he just absolutely blows you away on the radar gun or anything like that. It's just been a case in which guys can't really time him up very well, and I do think that the more that he winds up pitching, the more the book might wind up getting out on him. So that is a little bit of fear that you do wind up having with Nestor Cortez moving forward, but I do think that this is going to be a relatively solid start for him. Take a look at what he's been able to do throughout the entirety of the season. He's only been able to give up right around 1 home run per 9 innings, so 9.5 punch outs per 9. That has been solid. And for Jose Urquidy, the big thing that you fear with him is that he's just going to allow a little bit too much hard contact against a Yankees team that they are by far the league leader in terms of home runs on a per game and just an overall basis. With Urquidy, he's got a right around 250, 260 home ERA. His road ERA, that is a little bit north of a 6.5. So that has been trepidations that you have with him. Very good at being able to keep the command in line and be able to keep the walks down right around 1.7 walks per 9 innings. But he's also been giving up 1.7 home runs per 9 innings. As a matter of fact, he's given up both 1.3 home runs and 1.3, or he's given up both 13 home runs and 13 walks thus far this season. Only about 7 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's not going to wind up blowing you away in that regard, but with the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees, both of these teams, they bring to the table great bullpen. The Astros, they are number one in the league in terms of bullpen ERA. The New York Yankees, they are number two. As a matter of fact, they are the only two bullpens that have a sub-3 ERA thus far this season. And with the Yankees, they've been doing this despite the fact that they've been dealing with a couple of injuries. Chad Green wound up landing himself on the injured list. He wound up undergoing Tommy John surgery, so his season is done. Aroldis Chapman has been out for quite a while, but it's been guys like Clay Holmes who have really been able to step up. Wandy Peralta had a little bit of a rough go of it last week, but he's been able to have himself, by and large, a relatively solid season. Ron Marinacciato, or I think that it's Marinaccio, actually, he's been able to do a relatively solid job. That's always an interesting name to say, but he's come in. He's been able to provide this team right around 2.75 ERA. And for the Houston Astros, I do think that there's going to be, when it's all said and done, a little bit of regression when it comes to this bullpen. As you got Rafael Montero, providing a sub-2 ERA. I still remember this guy last year while he was with Seattle. He had a 7 ERA, and as a matter of fact, Nestor Cortes, speaking of guys that didn't pan out at Seattle, you may recall during the 2020 season, he wound up having an ERA that was north of 10. So, just to show you that when guys have been leaving Seattle, that's been actually going quite well for them, but it's going to be a case which I do think that the Astros might be a little bit outgunned in the circumstance. I do think that you're going to have a case in which Urquidy winds up giving up a little bit of hard contact, but I do think that both of these bullpens are going to be able to keep this total under. You do have any Houston Astros team that they themselves have Yordan Alvarez, so they will give you 21 home runs. We all know what Jose Altuve is able to bring to the table, double-digit amount of homers. He does a great job time and time again of being able to get on base as well, but I do think that this is going to be a little bit of a lower-scoring game, and I always think that Sundays are interesting to take a look at as well when it comes to the day games because it is always getaway day, and a lot of these teams, they wind up playing a little bit later. That is not the case here for Yankees versus Astros as you've got a day game coupled with the day game, but typically when you wind up seeing a team that they play until like 8 o'clock p.m. local time, and then they've got a first pitch as before 2 o'clock local time, you do notice that sometimes the bats can be a little bit sleepy there, but I do think that Cortes is going to do a great job of being able to keep the ball in the yard against a Houston Astros lineup that right now they're in the bottom half of the big leagues in terms of runs per game, despite the fact that they've actually been in the top 3 in terms of strikeouts per game as well. So I do think that it's going to be interesting to take a look at them moving forward, and the Astros 2/3 of their games this season, thanks in large part to that bullpen having going under. I think that we see another one with them and with the Yankees. I did wind up setting them on the money line at a minus 168. If you're taking a look at them on the run line, you're finding this anywhere in that pocket of about a plus 120 to a plus 130. It's moving around a little bit. This is a little bit of a circumstance where I would rather have a little bit of a chalkier money line because with the way that the Astros bullpen has been pitching, even though you've got that fearsome New York Yankees lineup, we saw them get as many hits as the man on the desk right now in that game on Saturday. It is a case where I do think that this Astros bullpen does make you want to consider taking the money line a little bit more. And I do think that when it comes to just what your threshold should be when it comes to being able to lay a money line versus taking a run line, things like this, you really shouldn't have one set number because, in my opinion, it's all about the value that you're getting. Because if you think that a game is really having a high possibility of landing one run, but you think that a team, in this case the New York Yankees, has more than, we're going to throw out there, a 2/3 chance of being able to win the game. I just spitballed a number. I think that's a little bit less than 2/3 as I wound up setting my personal handicap more around a minus 168 in this spot. But just to be able to give you a little bit more of a clean number, you think that a team wins the game 2/3 of the time, but you think that very rarely that game is going to be landing on more than two runs, even though you might be getting a little bit of a plus price on the run line. It makes that run line not as worth it. It's all about just the return on value when you wind up being able to place that bet. Because I mean, some of the best bets that are made are sometimes some chalky money lines. Because I mean, you take a look at things, and if you think that a team should be able to go out there and win 80% of the time, obviously, in this case, I don't think that the Yankees wind up winning 80% of the time, but hypothetically, you think that a team has a big giant advantage, you have to lay $2 with them. Well, if you wind up winning that bet 80% of the time, laying $2, that's actually very good value. Meanwhile, you think that a team, they only win a game like, we're going to throw out there 30% of the time, being able to get plus 150 on that bet that you think wins 30% of the time, yeah. While that plus 150 number, it looks a little bit sexy, that's just not value right there because you wind up placing that bet 10 times, you're going to be down money. So that is something that I always think is very important when it comes to baseball betting and determining whether or not to go money line / run line. I think that it's better to just have an open mind rather than have it be an end all be all and just be able to take a look at the situation itself. And when it comes to the situation at hand, we do have a few games that are currently going on in Major League Baseball. And we did wind up seeing the College World Series game that was going on between Ole Miss and Oklahoma that wound up going final as well as Ole Miss. They were able to get you the over in the latter part of this game as they wound up having back-to-back-to-back home runs. And Ole Miss, they've now got a one-game lead out there in the College Baseball World Series. They wind up being able to get it done by a count of 10-3. They actually went off in a lot of places anywhere between a plus 120 to a plus 130 underdog. And right now at DraftKings, if you're looking to be able to dive in on game two of this set. It is opening up with Ole Miss being a minus 135 favorite, plus 115 on Oklahoma. Currently seeing an opening total of 11.5. So that's what's happening on the college scene as well. And coming up in hour number two, the Greg Peterson Experience, going to give you guys my DK Nation pick for Sunday's MLB card right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.